This is TWiT.
Hi, Leo. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. I have a question for you regarding a couple of apps that I was experimenting with yesterday for somebody who snores.
Good. If you find something, let me know.
Well, my wife claims I snore, so I just want to...
Oh, somebody who snores. You! Yeah, Lisa claims I'm snored, too. I don't believe her, but then I'm always asleep while I'm snoring.
Well, I tried two last night. It was my first test with it. I tried Clock and Sleep as Android.
Yeah, I use Sleep as Android, and I love it. So if you have an Android phone,
yes,
you put Sleep as Android on there, and you put it in the sleep mode. And among other things, it'll notice, you know, if you actually put the phone on your bed, and the accelerometer will notice you tossing and turning. But it will also, if there's noise, record it.
Right.
And the theory being, when you're snoring, it's going to record you. What I found is there's so much noise going on all the time that I just have all these recordings. What was your experience?
Well, on the free one, which was the Snore Clock, I could see a grid with the audio peaks on it. So
yeah.
I could kind of tell where I had some...
There was noise. It doesn't say it's snoring. It could be you talking. That's another, by the way, neat use for these. If you talk in your sleep, you can hear what you say.
And I've been known to yell, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too.
So I was trying those two. I was thinking, maybe is there something better, maybe on an iPhone that might be usable?
To me, Sleep as Android has every feature you could think of, and they've been updating it pretty regularly. So I'm kind of fond of it. There are others. Let's see. Here's an Apple one. I haven't used any on the iPhone. I've used clocks and stuff that supposedly will do this. Here's one called Snore Lab Snoring Management. There's a market for this. Discover how badly you snore with Snore Lab, the number one snoring management app for iOS. And so just like other ones, it has snore detection and a recorder, and it will track it. I mean, I don't know what else you would want. I mean, all you can expect is what we call a voice actuated recorder, a recorder that's not on the whole time, but only on when there's snoring. My experience with Sleep as Android is that it detected any noise as snoring. So it did a lot of recordings. But, you know, I don't really like sleeping with a phone in the bed anyway, so I didn't spend a lot of time testing it out. I guess I should try some more.
I know on a webcam you can have a feature when it hears noise or at least movement, it'll turn on.
Yeah. Yeah, you could do that. This Snore Lab looks pretty good. They also allow you to test remedies and see how effective they are, like anti-snore pillows. I've used those Breathe Right strips, and... I'm told they work well. How does it work? The problem is we're unconscious when this is happening. So we need some independent reporter. And I think this is a great idea. There's also I snore. I think probably what you really want is to be, if it's really a problem, is to be monitored to make sure you don't have sleep apnea. That is an actual serious medical condition where you stop breathing periodically. It can really cause problems, at the very least of which is kind of chronic fatigue because you're not sleeping well. And only a physician could do that. They may prescribe a CPAP machine. So all of these are very much like the home remedies you'd see on late night TV. But it's kind of fun. It's part of this whole new movement to, self-monitoring. I think the Apple Watch, the Android Wear Watch, frankly, does some of this stuff as well. We'll monitor movements and so forth. I think I'm being a little silly. These are solutions. I think they all roughly work the same way. Which works better, I couldn't tell you, having only used Sleep as Android, which I like. But also, in seriousness, you should always take this seriously and talk to your physician. And if he recommends monitoring, you'll go in and you'll actually be monitored. And that's probably a good idea if he recommends it, because or she recommends it, because you don't want to You don't want to let something that's a real problem get worse. Sometimes snoring is just annoying to your spouse, but it can be more serious as well. So, yeah, it's sleep is Android, but this Snore Lab looks pretty good. Either one of them would be good.
Okay.
Yeah. Good luck. I'm in the same boat, as I suspect many are.